The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
The German Chancellor Angela Merkel was speaking at an election rally in Munich yesterday, and she said, "The times in which we can fully count on others are somewhat over, as I've experienced in the past few days." A reference, of course, to the NATO meeting, the arrival of Donald Trump in Europe. She said, "We Europeans must really take our destiny in our own hands. Of course, we need to have friendly relations with the US and with the UK and with other neighbours, including Russia, but we have to fight for our own future ourselves." Okay, Quentin Peel, Associate Fellow at Chatham House, former Financial Times journalist. What do you make of that?
Well, I must say, for somebody who is normally a very cautious person, this is pretty blunt stuff from Angela Merkel. Let's not exaggerate. She did still have cautionary words. The era in which we could fully rely on others is over to some extent, she said. Lots of little sort of qualifying words. But nonetheless, I think this shows an extraordinary degree of frustration from Angela Merkel, both with the behaviour of President Trump, refusing to commit himself both to NATO's Article 5 defence pact and also to the Paris Climate Accord, and also frustration, I think, with the Brexit process.
Okay, but was she perhaps a little bit unwise? No matter how frustrated she and others may have felt about his behaviour over the last week, which I think even some of his own State Department officials compared to a drunken tourist wandering around Europe, should she not have been a bit wiser and not rushing to judgment about, you know, possibly breaking up a 70-year relationship that there has been existed for all, everyone's good in Europe?
Well, she's not talking about breaking the relationship. What she's saying is, I am worried that the others are walking away from this relationship. I mean, she's not saying Germany's going to walk away from it. I mean, Germany's attitude to NATO is, as the French would say, they're more royal than the king. They are real believers, and they really are committed to NATO. And, as you know, they're really committed to the European Union. So I would say, easy to unwise. I mean, the trouble is, nobody knows how to deal with Donald Trump. Is it going to irritate him to be read as he wishes to be read? Because he made it perfectly clear that he was the one member of the G7 group of countries who had not committed to the Paris Climate Accord. That's very close to Angela Merkel's heart. She was an environment minister. She believes that there is a real danger of climate change. And I think they obviously had very frustrating and difficult discussions in Sicily.
Okay, John O'Brien is with us as well, Professor of European Politics at Maynooth University. What do you make out of all of this, and how significant could it be for us here in Ireland?
Well, firstly, I think Quentin was right that Mrs. Merkel couched her assertions in lots of caveats. And in a way, that's not surprising, because if you look at the landscape of European security and defence, it has barely changed over the last 25 years. If you look at the articles around security and defence in the Maastricht Treaty, they were very, very heavily qualified, because it wasn't possible to gain agreement between the member states. But I think what's important here is that Mrs. Merkel was saying there may come a time in the near future where we have to have an independent capacity for security and defence. We should be preparing for that now, and we have to come together to do it. And
okay, I think, but where does that leave neutral Ireland?
Well, I think this is something that we're going to have to take very seriously in the near future. The government is preoccupied, as one might expect, with the Brexit negotiations. But, you know, not far down the line, we are going to face serious reform of the Eurozone, which may potentially require treaty change. And we may also see very significant change in this area of security and defence. And it's an area that we've never been comfortable with. Our neutrality doesn't fit very well with the deeper integration envisaged by many of the member states in this area.
Do you see this, Quentin Peel, has been a potential problem for Ireland? Not just the economic issues involving Brexit, but the potential for further integration of the European Union, which we would be expected to be part of.
I say it's a challenge if Ireland feels uncomfortable in going down that route. And of course, it all comes back to this very difficult relationship between Ireland and the United Kingdom. I mean, after all, Ireland's neutrality is probably more to do with the fact that you don't want to be bound to the British view of militarism than it is to not being bound, if you like, to the rest of the European Union. So if the Brits weren't there, this is not NATO we're talking about, this is European Union, it might be easier for Ireland to actually give up a bit of that neutrality. On the other hand, it all comes down to the future relationship with Britain, and that's going to depend an awful lot on what the Brits do as well as what the Irish do.
OK, what do you make of that, John O'Brien, that perhaps a lot of our neutrality is wound up with this whole thing of not been on the side of the British?
I think neutrality actually goes well beyond our relationship with Britain, Matt. I think it does constitute something of a sacred cow. And along with our industrial policy, our attachment in that domain to American multinationals, we may be faced with a very significant recalibration. But we should remember that as it's currently constituted, the European security and defence landscape is one in which every member state potentially has a veto. I don't see that changing in the near future. And if it were to change, then I think we would have to think very carefully about the relationship between Boston and Berlin, to put it in terms that will be very familiar in Ireland. In the future, it seems to me that Berlin is going to be vastly more important than Boston.
And what about the British situation in all of this, Quentin Peel? Because as the difficulties with Brexit continue, is there any guarantee for Britain that it will be able to have a compensating good relationship with the Trump regime in America?
Well, I think that's how they set out, and we saw Theresa May holding hands with Donald Trump when she first went to see him. I think they're getting more and more nervous about that. And indeed, the trouble is you never know from one week to the next what Donald Trump is going to say. First he said, I love Brexit, I love the Brits, you can come to the front of the queue. And then the next, a few weeks later, he sees Angela Merkel and he comes out saying, actually, I'm going to do deals with the European Union. They're the most important, they're at the front of the queue. He seems to come out of every meeting wanting to be loved by them. So I think for the Brits, he's a thoroughly unreliable partner. It's not going to be easy.
How much, Quentin, would you put what Angela Merkel said yesterday down to just straightforward electioneering on her own part with elections coming up in the autumn in Germany?
I would not exaggerate that. We're still a long way from those elections in Germany. I mean, I've covered practically every election there for the last 30 years, and really things don't get going till the last couple, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, and so. Angela Merkel is also looking rather strong because she's won 3 state elections in a row. The Social Democrats, who are looking like a challenger, are slipping back. So she doesn't have to, if you like, play dirty or play hard at this stage. She just has to look sort of almost like the Queen wanting a coronation.
And just to finish with you, John O'Brien, and on the other side in America, it seems as well that perhaps Trump's views on NATO are not necessarily widely shared even with his own administration. Is there hope for the European Union and people like his National Security Advisor McMaster saying that they value the relationship with NATO?
Well, I think the policymaking landscape in the US, Matt, is incredibly fluid, much more so than ever previously. There's clearly a conflict between Trump and the State Department, and depending on how that conflict is resolved, whether it's through impeachment or through some other kind of modus operandi developing that allows policy to be maintained more or less in the way that we recognize it in over a long period of time, then we may well be in trouble. But I suspect impeachment is much more likely than anything else. But it's so incredibly difficult to tell because Trump is such an enigma, as Quentin has pointed out.
Thank you very much, John O'Brien, Professor of European Politics, Maynooth University, Quentin Peel, Associate Fellow at Chatham House.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.